A day before Brazil's Senate voted to go forward with impeachment proceedings and the suspension of Workers' Party President Dilma Rousseff, key right-wing opposition leader Jair Bolsonaro was in the Middle East being baptized in the Jordan River. The trip to Israel was organized by evangelical pastor Reverend Everaldo Pereira, leader of Brazil's Social Christian Party, to baptize Bolsonaro and his sons. During the 10-day trip to the Holy Land, Bolsonaro, a retired army officer and proponent of gun rights, lauded Israel's right-wing government and praised the might of the Israeli military. Bolsonaro and his allies in Brazil's so-called Bullet Caucus campaigned hard to remove Rousseff and her ruling Workers' Party from power. Since entering Brazil's lower house of Congress in 1990, Bolsonaro has been an advocate for gun rights, increasing the military budget, and privatizing prisons. A decade ago, the caucus worked with the U.S.-based National Rifle Association to kill a proposed law banning civilian gun purchases. In Brazil's most recent national election, the tough-on-crime rhetoric of the Bullet Caucus boosted its popularity, enabling their members to win control of a majority of seats in the lower house. But with their success in ousting President Rousseff, the pro-gun caucus, in coalition with the Christian right, is now intent on frustrating Brazil's ongoing efforts to turn the page on military dictatorship, pushing measures that may bring lethal consequences in a country that already racks up the highest absolute number of murders. By a 3-to-1 margin, voters in Switzerland rejected a recent ballot initiative that would have established a universal income, allocating a monthly grant of 2,500 Swiss francs to each adult citizen, or about $2,560 U.S., and 625 francs for each child under 18, regardless of employment status. Supporters launched the initiative to fight poverty and social inequality and guarantee a dignified life to everyone. Although the ballot measure failed, the campaign triggered a national debate over the growing numbers of jobs being lost to automation and globalization. Backers of the universal income plan didn't declare how much their system would cost, but opponents warned that the price tag could cost 25 billion Swiss francs annually and require deep spending cuts. In colorful protests leading up to the vote, hundreds of activists acting as robots moved through Zurich, promising to free workers from the daily grind of needing to earn a paycheck. Across Europe and elsewhere, new pilot projects are emerging that employ the concept of a guaranteed income. In Finland, the government is considering a trial to give basic income to about 8,000 people from low-income groups. The Dutch city of Utrecht is also developing a pilot project for basic income. Around the world, many governments from Australia to Canada are taking a closer look at the administrative costs of running complex welfare systems and asking themselves whether a basic income would simply be cheaper. Philadelphia citizens have filed a class action lawsuit against the city water department for lax water testing procedures that could conceal lead contamination, an echo of the tragic water crisis revealed in Flint, Michigan. The lawsuit comes as the Guardian newspaper reports 33 cities in the eastern United States, including Philadelphia, use water testing practices that can underestimate dangerous levels of lead in drinking water. Experts said three seemingly harmless instructions provided to residents in Philadelphia could have a profound impact on how much lead is found in water. These methods include removing the filter at the top of the faucet, running the tap before a 6-hour test period, and slowly pouring water sample bottles. The EPA warned a decade ago that cities should stop using these techniques. Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha, a pediatrician credited with bringing Flint's crisis with lead-tainted drinking water to the public's attention, recently wrote, "Regrettably, our research reveals that the potentially increasing threat of lead in drinking water may dampen the significant strides in childhood lead prevention efforts. As our aging water infrastructures continue to decay, and as communities across the nation struggle with finances and water supply sources, the situation in Flint, Michigan may be a harbinger for future safe drinking water challenges." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.